I have two daughters. One is called Raja Sundari. Your daughters, they have such beautiful names. Raja Sundari and... This is Marut Fati. This is one of them. What is her name? Sarita. And Rasarani and Rajasundari. So they are very good friends of us, and we always come together with devotees who are living outside of the society of Swami Maharaj. With Yanaraj, he is also initiated by Swami Maharaj. We were planning to go to his house, but we have so little time, and such a... But any, they are very much wanting to welcome you also to their house. And who else is there?
Ratacharya, oh, Parivida. He is also a
disciple of Swami Maharaj, Parivida.
Ratacharya, he is a good friend of ours.
He is initiated also at the same time as we were. And his wife, also there.
Shravana is there. Oh, this is Shravana.
Very nice. So we come together and we try to develop good relationship and try how we can make progress.
Yeah. And all our friends, most of them, I think, we have seen.
वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यं गौरत्तिषु गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय अवकरोतु शिशुगुरुदलं राधागोविन्द अफर मई एटली गंधर्व प्रणाम को भाई गुरुदेव स्पेशल मास्टर ऑल्सो जो संन्यास गुरु स्वामी जी फिर भक्ति का ज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज आई ऑल्सो गो डाउन टू अदर स्टेट ऑफ अन्य भक्ति के कारण महाराज एटेट हिम एज माई शिक्षा गुरु ऑल्सो माई फ्रेंड ऑल्सो माई गॉड फादर्स देर आर सो मेनी रिलेशंस विथ मी वेन ही कैम टू मथुरा एट फर्स्ट आई वाज फॉर्चुनेट टू सर्व हिम एंड आई especially inspired him to take renounce order. At that time, he was penniless. He was telling me that when I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, I saw a sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who take shelter of Krishna, Krishna make them beggar in street. And if he becomes a beggar of the street, street beggar, and yet not leaving Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, then I give everything what he wants. Like Maharaj Yudhishthira, Maharaj Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, everything. So he was thinking that I am doing devotional services to Krishna, chanting Harinam. But he was hearing, he was telling that I am hearing. I was at that time here. That Krishna will make me a straight beggar, perhaps. And gradually he lost his factory of medicine, and after that shop also in Allahabad, and everything. And then penniless he came to me in Mathura. I told him that he should take renounce order and fulfill this, what your Gurudev wants. He has ordered you to preach in Western countries in English language. But you are still sitting. Your children have left you. Your wife has left you. But still, why you are here? Then he told that I must do an intimate life. Or Gurudev come from Mayapur. And he also told the same, and he was at once ready. And he took sannyas. I was priest.
Ceremony.
I also make a dent for him with my own hands. I cut pieces to
bamboo
and cloth. Also cloth. He did not know how to wear the cloth. From my hand I did so. I served him in so many ways. He told me to send him all books in Western countries. Perhaps at that time you are. So many things, his books, mridanga, kartal, and all other things, even ditties, also very famous sweet,
Mathura Peda,
he was very
fond of
very tasteful things, and he used to prepare all these things with his own hands. So, he told also me, to come to Western countries. But I was that time serving my Gurudev, so I told that after some time you will see what to do. I think that what he has told, that is true. Satya Sankalpa Purush. What he will tell, it never be mithya.
Never be false.
Never be false. So at that time he told me to come to West and help in Western preaching. Though I could not follow at that time, but I think that Swamiji has managed all these things. My English language, so poor. I cannot express my all ideas. I was penniless as him. Yes. Perhaps 5 rupees or anything. I noticed all these things. So I think that he has managed to come to Western countries because he has now left this planet. And he is serving his master, Sri Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. And other altar, he is serving Radha and Krishna. My motive was to come to these Western countries for two purposes. First purpose was that where he has kept his lotus feet dust, I should take darshan. Understand darshan? I should must go there and take dust on my very sacred dust, I should take in my head and my heart. There did splendid work. In very short time, when all the parts of the whole world and he turned all the drinkers, also persons like hippies, he even did not know who is Krishna, what is Sankirtan, always in dream kind of dream. But he turned so magically all the persons in a good and qualified devotees that I am seeing. Secondly, I have heard when I was Mathura, I am hearing from about 5 or 6 years that all the senior devotees were so sincere and worked hard for him and helped him and served him like myself. They are not behaved well. And they were neglected. And thus they have become bound to leave this home. I know some of them that even they are so sincere, and they want to serve Swamiji, the Prabhupada. But they are getting no chance from Swamiji devotees, especially leaders. So I wanted to come in those places so that I may can unite them again. And some inspiration should be given to them. And they should eagerly advance in chanting Hari Name and devotional services, thinking. And they should advance in
Krishna consciousness.
The message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the same message of our Guru Parampara, Annie Lenine Swamiji was in the same Parampara and that message, the same message that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us. Bhakti is like a current of river current. If you will try to control the river and have it to stop, and therefore the current will not have any way controlled in every way, then it may dry. So we should know that bhakti is like a current, and it should develop up to prema. Bhakti has been divided into three parts. Satang prasangam mama virjya samvidau bhavanti ritakarana rasa
rasayana katha
tajyosanat
asupaparu
vartmani sada
bhakti
rati
bhakti anukramis.
Swamiji came and he told us who is Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness, what is sadhu, what is maya, what is sudhita. Here not so much time that he should make sadhan bhakti into rati and rati into another. Because he has very little time. Most of his time went on cutting the karmi, jnani, mayavadi and all these things. So he gave in his books everything, but he could not preach what he wanted to preach up to top, prema bhakti. He began this mission in Srimad Bhagavata Tisthi. And Rupa Goswami had also explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I think you are understanding my language. If you are not understanding, you can tell. They can again explain. Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told there, Satang prasangam bhav vidya samvidai bhavan terit karan rasayana katha. Satang, who are sadhu, bona fide, what is the symptom of bona fide? In Srimad Bhagavatam explained, and also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chaitanya Charitam is so easily it has been. One Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sridham Puri at the time of Rath Festival, Chariot Festival. He was in Radha mood at that time. He was seeing Jagannath, but not seeing Jagannath, seeing him as Brijendanandan Shyam Sundar. Jagannath is Vasudeva Krishna of Dwarka, because he has Baladeva Prabhu and Subhadra. So Puri is like Dwarka. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see him. He was not seeing Subhadra and Baladeva there. He is Shyam Sundar, Madana Mohan, and the son of Brijendanandan Nand Maharaj, and the son of Yashoda, and he is especially Radha Kanta. And thus he became in the mood of Srimati Radhika, but Radhika tested to see Krishna. When festival was over, a Vaishnava came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told, now we were going, what to do, when will we return to our homes? He told that you should serve Krishna, you should chant Harinam, meditate Harinam, and serve Vaishnava. He ordered three or two. You should be in association of qualified person. Always chant and remember Harinam. And serve the deities of Radha and Krishna. Second year, again, that same devotee came and asked, what is the symptom of Vaishnava? Told very simply that without caste and creed, those who are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, or only Radha and Krishna, you should know that he is Vaishnava. Whether he is initiated or not initiated, he is in our life. He may have some ego, some lust. He may have some other bad qualities, but even though he is taking Harina, he should be honored, not neglected. So you should do dandavat to that Krishna. And you should know that he is Krishna. Again he met after an hour, year after year. And he again posed that question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that those who have been initiated in chanting, always chanting. First was that, if they can only Hare Krishna or Krishna, without initiation or with initiation, you treat him as the friend and sir, and do pranam. But here he told that those have been initiated and chanting regularly and getting up their bad habits with a sambandha jnana, with a relation with Krishna. What are the relations? This is sambandha jnana. A pure guru gives that in the time of diksha. We are all servants of Krishna. Jivara sarupa hai
nitya Krishna.
Whether anyone accept or not, but all jivas in whole world, in whole planets, all are, whether they are conditioned soul or deliberated, all are servants of Krishna. Whether anyone is accepting or not, but all are Das and he is Prabhu. This is ordinary, simple relation. By chanting and by the association, we will know that he is our friend. Not friend like Sugriva and Vibhishan. They cannot sit on the same seat where Ramchandra sits. They cannot do like embrace. They cannot give anything, eating himself and giving to Krishna. They cannot. But Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, Istam Krishna, Alamanga, Arjun,
Madhumangal,
Subal, they can eat, and if it is tasteful, then get in the house of Krishna. Bosom friends. More advanced relation is that Vasalya Bhav, that is Mother Yashoda and Krishna his son. He can even had his ears twisted. Oh, look, you have become so naughty. You have become thief. You will be spoiled, so I should rebuke you. Dhurta, chore, like so. And sometimes he tightens his hands, sometimes he is binding Udokhal, in Udokhal Krishna, and saying, oh, I will be with you, having a speaking. Once Krishna was playing in the courtyard of Yashoda Maharaja, and Krishna was weeping so much bitterly, mother, I want to go in your laps, I want to take your breast. But Yashoda told, no, I will not take you in my life. Now you have become thief and going to Nebrush and
sitting
butter and all things. And Krishna was weeping. Narada came at once and, oh, the what personality of God?
Supreme personality of Godhead.
Supreme Lord Krishna, having all power, almighty, person of us, and he is rolling in the courtyard of Yashoda Maharaja, and he is hankering to be in the laps of Yashoda Maharaja. But yet Yashoda Maharaja, no. Then he prayed to Yashoda Maharaja. What miracle had she had done in his past life? What austerities she has done? In what fifth sacred places she has done? That this almighty Krishna is rolling in his courtyard and is taking note his hand. Laps, how she is watching. Alas, I could have been like so. So I must be the best of Yashoda, my lotus feet. I am. So this is the relation between son and myself, not as a father, a son, and Krishna like father and mother. Otherwise the bhakti will be upset. We should like to be the father and mother of Krishna. That from boyhood I will serve Krishna, and if I am mother and if I am son and Krishna, we think that Krishna is my father and mother. Then Krishna will have to serve me from boyhood. So it is not bhakti. So this relation, and more than that, the relation is what Gopijana Vallabha. He is my Prana Vallabha. He can be served in every way, just so that cannot serve Krishna in all way or by all his indriyas,
senses.
That just gopis can serve Krishna by all their senses. So this relation is supermost. Any jeev in his constitution has any one of this relation. Guru comes down or Krishna comes down to this earth, descends to give these things and to make their bhakti, first sadhan bhakti, then bhava bhakti, and then to prema bhakti. And from prem, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhava, mahabhava, it goes so high. So here, satang prasangam vavitya sambhidau bhavante ritkarana rasayana katha dosadu and all. And then third class of superior Vaishnava. Next year he came and told, who are the Vaishnava? He told that those who have given up everything in the lotus feet of Krishna and has become saranagat, sincere,
surrendered,
saranagat bhaktas, those who have taken shelter in the private Krishna. No anger, no lust. They have conquered their all kinds of ego, everything, at all no offenses, nothing to quarrel with anyone. No envy to anyone. And they have become tinadapi suni chena tarurapi sahishnuna amanina manvena kutyanuna. Tinadapi suni. You perhaps know this issue. Tinadapi suni. Even more than grass.
What? Humble. More than
humble.
Grass.
More than grass. Sahishnu, tolerance like trees. If anyone wants fruit, it gives chaya,
shade.
If you want, it gives fuel. If you want a furniture, it will give. But not wanting a drop of water. His everything, his bark, his leaves,
root, branches,
everyone is for others, not for the Vaishnavi. Should be like this. No praise is wanting, giving praise to them according to their qualification. His outwardly that he is mine, he is not mine. All are servant of Krishna, so I should honor all, and also. So those have become like this and chanting Hari name, Ashtakaliya Leela, meditating. Ashtakaliya Leela means Krishna, what does from morning to again morning, that is Nishanta Leela to again Nishanta Leela. It has been divided into 8 parts. From morning, what Krishna does with gopis, with mother, with friends, how he does. In a chain, they are chanting like that. Not knowing what is the body, where I am, he always sing, I am in Vrindavan, with Krishna, always sing like this. These are the Uttam Mahabhagavat Krishna. In this world, they are very rare. Very rarely they descend to this world, like Krishna. To have a Krishna, to have a darshan of Krishna is not so difficult, but to have darshan of these sadhus are very difficult and very real. Because Krishna, if Krishna gives himself, he can give only part of him, not everything. But if sant like this, Uttam Mahabhagavat, they can give Krishna in full, with Srimati Radhika, with Vrindavan, everything they can. So, we pray Giriraj Govardhan not as a Krishna. He is like a Krishna also. But gopis have told that Haridasa Varja, he is the most
best servant of Hari.
Of Hari. He can give anything we like, but Krishna cannot give. He will have to borrow something from Radhika and then he will give. But Radhika has not to borrow anything from Krishna and she will give as a whole Krishna with whole affection and love and everything. So the servants of Srimati Radhika, maid servant and Palladasi of Radhika, all these things. So if a Vaishnava is found, then you should see that Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra lollamapi mulyame kalam koti janma shukrate na labhyate. Raramananda has told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his dialogue that Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate. If a man is found, if a devotee is found having so much good quality of prema, a very rashi devotee and tattva-darshi. Tattva-darshi means knowing all the tattvas or Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhakti Swami or what they chant Maharaja or the Bhakti Siddha. So he should be Siddhantavid, and other hand he should be very rashi in Bhagavat. If it is found, then you should try to buy at once, without delay, a moment, you should buy. It will, the cost of this, whose mind, whose heart is immersed in Krishna prema, in this world, it is very rare to have. So if anyhow, by any fortune, if we see that Krishna, at once we should buy that. Because by Sadhu Sangha, ordinary by Sadhu Sangha, we can have bhakti. But prema bhakti will not be had. We cannot have prema bhakti. By that issue, those who are so high, so rashi, Vaishnava, like Raya Ramananda, like Narada, like Rupa Sanatana, Jiva Goswami and all others. Śrīla Kṛṣṇadāsa asked Virat Goswami and our Guru Parampara, if they are found, we should buy at this day. By bhakti, it will not be expired. Never. If you have done bhakti in thousand and lakhs births, and you are doing sadhu sang ordinary, what we are doing, we cannot buy. And if we associate with so first class, high class of Rasik Vaishnava, Tattvadin, then it will automatically come down in our heart. So we should try to buy. So he is telling, Satang Prasanga Mama Virtya Samhita Avanta Risha. When we will associate a Vaishnava like that, so many very sweet Harikatha, transcendental, Rasapurna Harikatha will be there. Understand what I told? Harikatha will be told. And these Harikatha are so powerful. You'll have to do nothing. As Sukadeva Goswami told Srimad Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj, he had no time to practice all Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Artha. He had no time to do all these things, practices. And by hearing continuous, after some 7 days, he went to Golok Vrindavan and he had the mood of gopis and he received Krishna. He has received the service of Krishna like gopis. It has been told in Bhagavad Bhagavatam. He also gave it to her mother, Uttaradaraj also. So, Satang Prasanga Mama Virtya Sambhidav Bhavanta Rita Karana Rasayana Rahita Karana Rasayata. So sweet for
ear and heart.
And also, if you are understanding the meaning and explanations, very Rasayan to our hearts also. Wow. Like, I may give an example. Krishna is going to grazing cows. With thousand and thousand and lakhs of his companions, with lakhs of, so many lakhs cows with him. Only Nandanandan, Nand Maharaj has 9 lakhs of cows, Vrishabhanu Maharaj has 11 lakhs of cows, more than Nand Baba, and Upananda and so many gops, lakhs and lakhs gops have so many cows, all cows grazing together. Controlled by Krishna. Dhiri, dhiri. If Krishna uttered this through his floats, all cows stand. They can so slowly go. If he is seeing any river or any pond, then he is telling,
Niri, niri.
Niri, niri. Niri means water. You have come to water, you should take water. And all cows goes to pond or river and takes water. Choo, choo. Choo, choo means take water. And once they control all cows by Krishna. And Krishna know by name all cows.
Tiri, tiri, messenger of chale.
And it tells that tiri, tiri, they comes down from pond and again slowly moving. Very good scenery. When Krishna went to the forest, gopis were seeing Krishna, Yasoda Maya taking Krishna, sometimes giving him so auspicious things that he should return sharply and all this. She was not willing to leave Krishna alone going, but Krishna went there. They returned to home. And then the Kishori Gopi, you know?
Teenage girl.
Like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all, assembled in their homes and began to each other glories of Krishna. That satang prasangam omrita sambhava. That katha. What katha? Oh, if Krishna has given, if God has given eyes, what is the fruit of having these eyes? I know nothing other than to see Krishna. If there are eyes, these eyes not to see all these worldly things. Eyes has been given by God only to see. But why has made up this
eyelids?
Eyelids. And why tears? They obstruct to see Krishna. One gopi is telling to other gopi, oh, Krishna is going to these cows. Come on, come on, come on. Then another gopi told, answered, how we can go? Our mother-in-law,
sister-in-law,
my father and mother, my husband is there. Don't tell loudly, otherwise they will hear and broke our leg. She told, no, no, we should go. Why they are going to see Krishna? We must go and see. Krishna and Baldev are going, having floats in their lips so sweetly, playing on floats. They are going one forest to another forest, with surrounded by all boys. This must go. Their gopis are saying that Krishna and Balram both are going and both have their
lotus
here. But the fact is not that, which are understanding outward. They want to see only Krishna. We should see that Baldev never, very rarely used bansi. He used
singa.
Singa. So, Baldev Prabhu is going some forward. He is knowing that I should not disturb gopis and Krishna meeting. So he is going forward. So, who is backward?
Behind.
And having float here, he should see Krishna. One meaning is hidden also here. That gopis are telling that sometimes, living behind all his friends, Krishna meets gopis at Kusum Sarovar Aradhapur. So, here he is telling that. There are two boys, one is two, Radha and Krishna. Here not Balram, Baldev is omitted. Brajesh Sutayo. Here Brajesh Sutayo means Baldev and Krishna, but Vyasdev tells that Brajesh Sutayo, Brajesh is Artu, Vishwabhanu Maharaj and Nanda Baba.
Brajesh means king of Braj.
Brajesh means king of Braj. There are two. One, Vishwabhanu Maharaj. A second,
Nanda Baba.
The son of
Nanda
Maharaj. And the daughter of
Vishwabhanu.
When they are together, Anubhenu Yushtam, Krishna played on the fort and Srimati Radhika took it on her hand. And he began to
play,
to give a blow, air in the, and Krishna was doing like this, both combined. If anyone had eyes to see, then these are, eyes are shuffle,
successful.
Okay. So, here he is telling, satang prasanga mamabil. So, the pastimes of Krishna, each other telling, these Harikatha are so powerful that they will come through our ears and hear, and they will clear up all evils and everything, and they will make a very good, sweet asan for Krishna, and Krishna will easily sit here. So we should have an association like all these Vaishnavas, whose bhakti is not choked, not stopped, going on. From Shraddha, Shraddha means Shraddha at first, and then Rati means Bhav Bhakti, and then going to Prema Bhakti. If it then in the same level for 100 years, 1,000 years, and lakhs of Janma, only Shraddha is there, then it may be destroyed. Our Shraddha should go up to Bhav, and from Bhav it go to Prema. Then we will be out of this Maya, illusory Maya, and we will go to Golok Vrindavan. So we should try to develop our bhaktis in such a beautiful and powerful association of Vaishnavas. If it is done, it is so good. And otherwise, our bhakti will be chopped, and it will be rotten, and then it will dry. So Swami Maharaj has come to keep these things. So our bhakti should not be stopped in a same
level
as it was in
as before,
before 50 years before or 10 years before. So gradually it must go in the association of bhakti. So we should try to develop our bhakti, not to stop our bhakti in any way. So I wish that I should carry the mission of Swamiji, was he has. He has also told me at the time of his departure from this world that I had brought so many disciples from West. I tried my higher level, I
tried my best.
To improve their bhaktis. To some extent I did, but now Krishna is calling me and I have to go there. So I request you to help them. Otherwise the bhakti will be stopped, they will not go up. So I thought that I must go there. And he has arranged everything. Krishna has also arranged. And this mission to take the feet dust of, sacred feet dust of Swamiji, I will take wherever I will go. I am hearing that some